I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Here's one thing I learned today. I've got this old pair of tennis shoes made by Converse, Jack Purcell's. Fine, call me a hipster. I always assumed Jack Purcell was a tennis player, but I never did the research. Turns out he's a badminton player, was a badminton player from Ontario. That's what I learned. Too bad a designer hired by the city planners in Canada's capital didn't do their research. We've got Matthew Pearson from the Ottawa Citizen newspaper to explain. I hear this has something to do with a park in Ottawa, right, Matthew?
It does. It has to do with a park which is adjacent to a community center. They're both named after Jack Purcell. Recently, I noticed that there are these sort of tall structures in the park that they looked kind of odd. They're sort of, you know, 5 meters tall, and they have a hoop at the top, and they light up at night. And so I asked around about what they were and learned that they were put in the park inspired by Jack Purcell, who is the famous badminton player. He did win the world championship in 1933, went on to design sneakers for Converse. The only problem, Marco, is that the Jack Purcell for whom the park and community center are named after was actually a different Jack Purcell. He was an Ottawa guy, lived in the neighborhood, and in the 50s was known as the stick doctor because he fixed kids' hockey sticks.
Wow, so two different Jack Purcells. Were you the one who discovered this after asking these questions?
Yeah, I broke the story. I mean, I wasn't the person who pointed it out. What actually happened was a local historian, when the park design was proposed last year, got in touch with the landscape architect and said, I think you've got the wrong Jack Purcell. There is, you know, a file on Jack Purcell, the hockey stick mender for kids at the city's archives. It is him who the park is named for. And so the landscape architect said to me that he went back to the drawing board and came back with what he calls, quote, stylized trees. But to many folks, they still look like badminton rackets. Some people think they look like tennis rackets. And even one person suggested to me that they look like goalposts from the sport Quidditch, which was made famous, of course, in Harry Potter.
Yeah, they certainly don't look like hockey sticks. That's one thing they don't look like.
They don't look like hockey sticks. You're right.
Well, we've got pictures of these badminton rackets at PRI.org, but tell us what the bottom line here was. What did this project cost the city of Ottawa?
The entire park redesign had a budget of $525,000 Canadian, and of that, they installed 10 of these badminton rackets / Quidditch goalpost / stylized tree lights, and each of them cost $4,600. So we're looking at about $46,000 for that. And then the city told me that it spent about $10,000 in wiring and lights and sort of to power them.
That's a lot of money considering somebody just didn't click on the disambiguation button on Wikipedia.
Well, it's a funny thing. I mean, Jack Purcell, the hockey stick mender, sort of lived and died before the internet. So it seems that there has been this confusion about who is Jack Purcell. So the city councilor in whose ward the park is in has said that she'd actually now like to have a plaque put up in the park so we do actually remember who Jack Purcell is, because it was a pretty big deal. Like in 1 year alone, he supplied something like 175 sticks to kids. In those days, it was kind of a poor neighborhood, so he was helping out kids in his neighborhood. He later went on to sharpen skates for them. So he died in 1966, and a couple of years later, when they were getting ready to build this community center, the local residents were very determined that it should be named for him because of his role.
Matthew Pearson with the Ottawa Citizen, thanks very much for your time.
I appreciate it, Marco. Have a good day.